Mitchell Ettis, chief executive officer of the Mohegan Tribal Gaming Authority, told the Day of New London it's, quote, very easy to see a solution drawn up by the Connecticut legislature. Falling revenue at both casinos has cut state revenue, accounting for 25% of slot machine money. Casinos licensed for Springfield and Boston, and possibly a third in southeastern Massachusetts, are expected to hammer revenue at Connecticut's already struggling casinos. The newspaper said Foxwoods and legislative leaders were not available for comment. Jim Lavoulis, WAMC News.